Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we try to cut through the noise and get you informed fast. Today, we're tackling something that promises to make some pretty advanced tech feel, well, surprisingly easy to get your head around. Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into ActivePieces. It's this open source AI automation platform that's really making some waves. Our mission really is to figure out how it makes powerful AI automation accessible, especially if you're, you know, kind of new to this whole area. We'll look at the main bits, what makes it different, and crucially, how you might actually use it day to day. We've got some great source material to work from. But hang on, before we properly dive in, just a quick word from our supporter. SafeServer handles the hosting for software like this and supports your digital transformation journey. You can find out more info at www.safeserver.de. Honestly, they help make deep dives like this one happen.
Yeah, and it's super relevant right now, isn't it? Just the sheer amount of digital stuff we're all juggling.
Yeah.
The need for automation that's not just efficient, but like smart. It's huge. What's fascinating here is that ActivePieces sort of offers a clearer path. It lets you use AI in really practical ways without needing a computer science degree. It's really about, you know, doing more without all the usual friction or feeling totally swamped.
Exactly. Taking that AI power and putting it right in your hands. So let's start with the basics. ActivePieces 101, kind of the big picture for anyone just tuning in. You could think of it as maybe an open source replacement for tools you might know, like Zapier.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is important, with a really strong AI first approach built right in. Imagine like digital Legos.
Right.
Right. Each brick is an integration, Gmail, Slack, maybe an OpenAI model.
So yeah, tool.
Exactly, a tool. And ActivePieces is the base plate, and the AI helps you figure out which bricks to use, how they connect, sometimes without you coding at all.
Yeah.
It really nails that no code, you click, it works vibe.
Mm.
Makes complex stuff feel intuitive. And it's pitched as this all-in-one AI automation designed to be extensible, so it can grow with you.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that AI first part, it's a really fundamental difference. Traditional automation is often very rigid. You know, if this happens, always do that exact thing.
Pre-program.
Exactly. But ActivePieces focuses more on building AI agents across your apps and, crucially, giving your AI superpowers and letting it do the work for you.
Mm.
So it's not just about running a script faster. It's about shifting the decision-making over to the AI.
Oh, cool.
The AI adapts. It chooses actions based on your goals. That's a real game changer for how we handle digital tasks, letting you build systems that can sort of think for themselves within the rules you give them.
Automating the decision-making. That is a powerful idea. But how does it actually work? How does ActivePieces deliver that? To really get it, we need to look under the hood a bit, meet the components that make up this system. The sources call it your agentic team.
Like a digital crew.
Yeah, a digital crew ready to help out. The sources mention five main things: agents, flows, tables, MCPs, and Tordos. Let's tackle the first few. Okay, first up, agents. They're described as AI agents that can think and act. What does think and act actually mean here, though?
Well, it means they can take in information, understand the context around it, and then figure out the right steps using the tools they have access to.
And they have access to a lot of tools, right? Like over 400.
That's right. A huge library. And importantly, they can collaborate with humans.
So it's not just fire and forget.
No, exactly. It's designed for interaction. Think of them as your really capable digital assistants, your dream agentic team, like the source says, ready for those complex jobs you'd rather, you know, delegate.
Okay, makes sense. So agents are the who.
Yeah.
What about flows? That sounds like the how.
Precisely. Flows are your no-code automation with AI and over 400 pieces. This is where you visually map everything out.
Like a flow chart.
Sort of, yeah. Like a digital canvas where you drag and drop the steps. The sources call it the easiest canvas to orchestrate your agents and apps all together. They really push the ease of use angle.
So you could build something like, if a new customer signs up, then add them to my CRM, then send a welcome email from Gmail. Andy, maybe post on Slack.
Exactly that kind of thing. Connecting different apps and actions visually. Very intuitive.
Cool. And then tables. The sources say they're like Google Sheets, but deeply connected to your agents and automations.
Mm-hmm. More than just storage.
Right. It's positioned as the central data store to put your work on autopilot. So the agents can read data from these tables and write back to them.
Yeah. And even trigger automations based on what's in the tables.
Ah. Okay, so if a project status in a table changes to overdue,
Folaflow could automatically ping the team lead or escalate it. It makes the data itself active, part of the automation. Really dynamic. This raises an important question, though. How do these AI agents actually get these abilities? And just as key, how do we keep humans in control? That leads us to MCPs and TOTOs.
Okay, MCPs, managed connector pieces.
Exactly. These are absolutely critical. Think of them as the universal adapters. They let your AI agents plug into pretty much any app, Gmail, Slack, Salesforce, even other AI models like Claude. Active Pieces builds and manages these connections. The sources say these 4-turn-3 pieces can be used as tools to your external agents.
So that's the superpowers part, giving the AI access.
That's exactly where it gets its superpowers. It can use all these different services without you needing to fuss about the technical setup, the APIs, all that plumbing. It's like handing the AI a massive pre-configured toolkit. And then there's TOTOs. This tackles that, you know, that common worry, the human in the loop aspect.
Right. Keeping control.
Yeah. The sources are really clear. Humans will always be in the loop. The agents and flows are designed so they can request approvals from humans, including the back and forth.
So the AI doesn't just run off and do things on its own.
Not unless you want it to. For certain steps, you can require a human sign-off. It stops the AI running wild, ensures accountability. They even mention specific human input interfaces, like a chat or a form, to make that interaction easy.
So for sensitive stuff, you get the final say.
Exactly. It builds in that essential layer of trust and control.
That human in the loop bit, that sounds really important for trust. Definitely.
Yeah.
But does it risk slowing things down too much? Like if you need approval for every little repetitive thing?
That's a fair point. But the system seems designed for flexibility here.
Okay.
You wouldn't necessarily enable human approval for everything. For low-risk, high-volume tasks, you'd likely let it run fully automated. But for critical decisions, stuff involving sensitive data or maybe creative outputs where you want that human touch, that's where you build in the TOTO step.
So you choose where the oversight happens.
Yeah. Precisely. You set the rules. Maybe an AI drafts an email, but you click send. It lets you balance efficiency with confidence, you know.
That makes a lot of sense. Tailoring the control.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the basic building blocks, but what really makes Active Pieces stand out?
Yeah.
Let's dig into the unique stuff, this mix of open source and enterprise features.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it gets really interesting, I think, the open source part. It's described as open source, customizable, and secure.
Mm-hmm. Big advantages there.
Right. The code's public. Anyone can check it, change it, contribute. And the community aspect is huge. Apparently, 60% of the pieces are contributed by the community.
Wow, that's significant.
Isn't it? It means it's a genuinely open ecosystem. That library of over 400 tools, it's constantly growing because people are building and sharing new pieces. That collective effort makes it super adaptable. But, and this is key, it's not just a tinkerer's tool. It's also built to be enterprise ready.
Right. Serious business use.
Exactly. It's secure by design. They offer options like self-hosted and network-gapped deployment. That's massive for companies with strict security rules who can't have data going out to the cloud.
Absolutely. Data sovereignty and control.
Plus, it's SOC2 Type 2 compliant, which basically means it meets really high audited standards for security and privacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal for trust, especially with business data.
That's definitely a mark of maturity.
And they even offer training guided by us, built by your team, to help organizations get up and running properly.
And what's fascinating here is how those two things, open source and AI first, are really intertwined, the pieces themselves. They're written in TypeScript, which means for developers, it offers full customization with the best developer experience, including hot reloading.
Okay, so easier for devs to build custom stuff quickly.
Exactly. They can tailor it precisely. And that AI first thing isn't just talk. You get native AI pieces to play with different AI providers. You can even create your own agents using our AI SDK. And for building the flows themselves, there's that copilot to help you build flows inside the builder.
Oh, yeah, the helper AI.
Right. So the setup might be technical, developers setting up custom tools. But then the idea is anyone in the organization can use the no-code builder. It bridges that gap.
That copilot sounds incredibly useful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like having an expert guide built in.
Okay.
Okay, let's shift to the actual experience of using it, the builder experience. The sources promise you'll make automations with the simplest builder you will ever see. Big claim.
High bar.
Right. But the focus is clearly on intuition, letting you focus on the what, not the how.
Mm-hmm.
So you can easily add that basic if this, then that logic. That's the core of automation, right? Setting conditions.
Mm-hmm. Conditional actions.
Like if a support ticket comes in marked urgent, then ping the on-call team on Slack and maybe create a high priority task somewhere else. You can also repeat your actions for each item in a list. Great for batch jobs, like personalizing emails for a whole list of leads.
Yeah, loops are fundamental.
And it's built for global use, too.
Yeah.
You can switch the builder to one of the many languages it can speak.
Yeah.
But it's not just simple. It seems powerful, too. If you want to go further, you can apparently let the AI write code for you to unlock all the automation potential.
That's interesting. AI-generated code snippets.
Yeah. And for non-technical folks, this sounds amazing. Ask AI in CodePiece. Non-technical user can clean data without knowing to code.
Ah, so like natural language instructions for data tasks.
Exactly. Got a messy spreadsheet, names all over the place, phone numbers inconsistent. Mm-hmm. Instead of learning code, you just ask the AI, like, clean up these names and standardize the phone numbers.
Wow.
And it writes the script. That lowers the barrier for complex data stuff massively. Really empowering.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, these builder features really emphasize reliability and extensibility. Those are crucial. For reliability, they mention things like setting a step to auto-retry when it fails. Essential for important flows means a temporary glitch won't break everything.
Good safety net.
And peace of mind, too. You can restore an older version of your flow if you break it. Basically, version control for your automations, like an undo button for the whole process.
Always useful.
And on the extensibility side, you're not stuck with just the pre-built integrations. You can receive data from any service with our webhook trigger.
So connect to almost anything.
Pretty much anything with an API. And you can send requests to any service with our generic HTTP piece. So even if there isn't a dedicated piece for an app you use, you can likely still talk to it.
Opens it up a lot.
It does. And for developers, they can write JavaScript and bring in your favorite NPM packages. Limitless custom functions, really. Plus, for businesses embedding this into their own products, you can brand the builder with your own color and logo, and even control which pieces will show, making it a seamless white label solution.
Okay, it definitely sounds flexible and designed to grow. Let's bring it back to the real world. Real world connections, getting started. The bottom line seems to be, automate the apps that matter to you. Using that library of, what was it, over 400 pieces?
Over 400, yeah. And growing thanks to the community.
Right. The sources list examples we all know. Gmail, OpenAI, Slack, Google Sheets, Discord, Shopify, Salesforce, Twilio, Pipedrive.
The usual suspects, yeah.
But imagine linking them intelligently. Maybe a Salesforce lead triggers an OpenAI prompt to draft a personalized email, which then gets scheduled in Gmail. That used to be complex dev work.
Exactly. Multi-step, multi-app workflows made visual.
And if your specific app isn't there, the open ecosystem lets you create your own piece using their TypeScript framework, so you're not locked out.
So, what does this all mean for you, the listener, whether you're just starting or looking to upgrade your automation game? It seems Active Pieces really delivers on that intuitive interface and great experience for both technical and non-technical users with a quick learning curve.
Easy entry point.
Yeah. You're getting an ecosystem designed to help you automate complex stuff without necessarily being an expert up front. It ties back to what we aim for here, right? Gaining knowledge quickly but thoroughly about automation without getting totally overwhelmed by info overload. You can jump in and start building.
Okay, so here's something to think about. Imagine a world where your daily digital grind, managing emails, updating spreadsheets, all that isn't just automated, but intelligently handled by an AI that actually learns and adapts. And you're still in charge. What tasks would you hand over first to your own dream agentic team? And how might that really fundamentally change how you work or create things every day? Well, we hope this deep dive into Active Pieces has given you a clearer picture, especially a beginner-friendly one, of how this AI-first automation is making some seriously powerful tools available to, well, pretty much everyone. So what does this all mean? It means powerful automation, the kind that used to feel out of reach, is now genuinely accessible. And before we wrap up, a huge thank you again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. Remember, SafeServer handles the hosting for this kind of software and supports your digital transformation. Find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Absolutely. And remember, knowledge is great, but it's most valuable when you understand it and can actually apply it. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning.
Until next time, keep digging.